Like if you call and ask me if I wash the dishes, and I know what I'm fixing to.
Okay. And say if you had a piece of furniture that wasn't really square in the corner. It was sort of diagonally, so mm-hmm. there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner. Mm-hmm. And say it was sitting.
Catecholic.
Okay. How do you use that?
Well, if it doesn't fit up in there, well, and you've got this space cut off behind, it's always what we would call it catty-cornered.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have
streetcars.
And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I
want to get off.
And in Monroe County, Monroeville is the
county seat.
And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal
government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
law and order.
And before they had the electric sheriff, murderers were
hanged.
And you said a man went out and
hung himself.
And you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
And the wind has
blown for 2 days.
And the wind started to
blowing yesterday.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say
it's that, the wind's from the east.
And a wind halfway between south and east, you'd call a
southeast wind, or yeah, okay. Southeast is what we'd say.
And what else? Between south and west would be
southwest wind.
And west and north?
Northwest.
And east and north?
Northeast.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was.
It was, we'd say it's getting stronger, it's blowing harder.
What if it's just the opposite? If it's getting.
It's ceasing, easing off a bit.
And the fight between the north and the south was called the.
Confederate War.
Any other names?
My story, Bob. What else did they call it? Sometimes I feel like my mind gets just as blank as it can be.
Is that what you'd usually call
That's it? What we would say here if we were talking about the Confederate War, the war between the North and South. That's what we would say, the Confederate War.
And say a child put her head on the ground and rolled over. She
turned a somersault.
And you say, I had a choice of two things, and I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that. And what was this?
Wait a minute, I had a choice, and I decided to do this instead of that.
Okay. And you say, I have just what him a letter.
I've just written him a letter.
And yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow
I will write again.
And you say, I wrote him, and it was time I was getting
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and you take out your pen, and you
address it.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
Do you ever hear people say, back?
Back it. I was just fixing to say, you back the letter. Yeah, you hear that. Not too much.
How does that sound to you?
Odd. I don't think I know in around our house it has never been used. I've had people ask me to back a letter for them, and that means address it.
It sounds kind of old-fashioned.
It's very old-fashioned. Very old-fashioned.
And someone asks you to go with them somewhere, and you're not sure you want to. You say, I don't know.
I don't know if I can go or not.
And if you want someone to go with you, you might say, well, I won't go what he goes to.
I won't go unless you can go.
And two people become members of the church. You say last week
they joined the church or united with the church.
And you go to church to pray to
God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon.